Sunday, everybody. Otherwise known as Shabbos Sheni Shalgalius. You get it? If you don't get the joke, it's all right. We are on Ayin Tesem at Aleph as we come down the home stretch. This will not be the last week we learn. We're going to go a little slower as we get to the end and enjoy it. And then next week, we'll help Yirtzeh Hashem finish either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Because there is no Sunday or Monday. And then we will have a barbecue. Okay? Itmar. What's that, Tzadik? It's Memorial Day. In Eretz Yisrael, they celebrate Memorial Day by thinking about the Kedoshim. In America, they celebrate by having a barbecue. Ayin Shom. Itmar. The Gemara is now going to talk about a father and a daughter. A father married off his daughter while she is an Ara. And she could also Mekadesh herself when she is a Gedola. Right? But the Gemara is going to discuss a question which is smack in the middle. Itmar. Kitcha Aviyo Baderech. The father was Mekadesh's daughter when he was on the way. V'kitcha atzma be'ir. So he did it on the Belt Parkway. And she was Mekadesh herself in Woodmere. V'harei hi by Geris. And right now, when we checked and we looked at the standings, it turned out she was a Bogeris, which means she was 12 years and 6 months. What's the status of a Bogeris? Who can marry a Bogeris off?
Only her.
Only the girl. The father thought she was a Nara, which is his possession. She thought she was a Bogeris, which is her possession. Or, who wins? Good question. Machlaikas. Rav Amar Harehi Bogeris Lefanein. Rav says, we look at here in the here and now. She is a Bogeris. Whoever she married is the one she married. Shmuel Amar. Not so Pashit. Chayshinan, we are concerned. Likidushe Shnehem. To both of them. And they both need to give her a get, or one of them needs to give her a get, and the other one marries her. Amos! When did this happen? When did this maisa happen? How old was this daughter when the father was Mekadesh her? You ready for this one? Ilema, what does Ilema mean? We need to know Ilema. If you say, Betoch Shisha, if you're going to say it's within the 6 months between when the Na'ar started to the Bagris, Rav, Harei Bogeris Lefanena, would Rav say in that case, there's a Bogeris in front of us? Right? Hashdu de Bagra. She only was Bogeris right now. Right? When the father was Mekadesh, she was still a Naira. Ella, she should definitely need to get at least, maybe not just exclusively from the father, but from both of them. Ella says the Gemara Lachar Shisha. It must be after 6 months from the time she's an Aris. But that's a problem. But her name is Shmuel. Hashina Lekidusha Shneim. Would Shmuel say in that case she needs a get from both of them? Aye, Vahamer Shmuel She'ein Na'aris Lebagris Ella Shisha Chadashim Bilvad. He says the status of the Na'aris is only 6 months and 6 months alone. Once we get to 12 years and 6 months, she is now a Bogeris, which means she has left the property of Tati. So now, what's our case? We tried the Elam. We tried possibility number 1, between 12 and 6 months. We tried possibility number 2, beyond 12 years and 6 months. So what's going to be the answer? Come on, you guys are smart.
That day.
Boom. You see, you could have written this Gemara. Look, Tzricha, what's the case? The Kaddish Bahu Yomu Demashlam Shisha. We Kaddish to her on the day she turned 12 years and 6 months old. Rav, Amar, Rav says the following. Remember, Rav, underline the word Rav because we're going to need to know Shitas Rav and Shmuel. Rav, Amar, Harehi, Bogeris, Lefaneinu. Right now, on the what do we see? We see her as a Bogeris. Therefore, we treat her like a Bogeris. And therefore, we say what? She is married to the one she selected. Okay? Mehash de Bogeris. Bitsafra Nami Bogaris. Since she's a Bogaris, now she's already Bogaris in the Tzafra. The Tzafra is the opposite of words. The Tzafra is the
morning.
Ushmuel Amar, no! Underline the word Shmuel. We have to know Shmuel's opinion. Hashtahu da Isisimana. We say we don't look at it right now. We don't look at it in the past. We don't even go back to the morning. We say right now. Just now when we checked is the moment she became a Bogaris, possibly, and therefore she also has to get a get from the father's guy. Okay, now the Gemara is going to question this opinion of the Halakha Shmuel, okay, from another area of Halakha. Because Shmuel says, we don't look at the past, we say, now that we see your status change, it must have changed right now. We don't say, oh, it changed 6 hours ago, 6 months ago. We say right now, says the Gemara, Ushmuel, we're asking Akasha on the Halakha Shmuel, my Shno, what's the distinction mi mikvah? What's the case of mikvah? I'm glad you asked. Tisnan, we learned the mikvahs, perik beis, mishnah beis, a very important case. What's the case of mikvah? The mikvah was always kosher. It had arboim saw, Yisrael, but it was very close to arboim saw. Shenimdod, you measured it, v'nimtza chaser, and all of a sudden, oh gosh, it was only 39 saw.
But if it was originally 40.
So what's the halacha with the stuff that you tivled in the past? I'm glad you asked. Kol tahara shenasu al gaba, all the taras that was done because of that, the trumas and the kachim, that touched the kalim or the people that tovled in this mikvah, lemafreya, retroactively, ben b'shus ha-yachid, whether it's in the private area, ben b'shus ha-ram in the public area, those are tmeos. We say in the past it became puzzle. Wow. So now, what's the kash on Shmuel? Why don't we say, just like by the Bogeres case, that we only say right now is when her status changed? Say by the mikvah also that right now the status changed. Don't go back into the past and make everything that was tar tameh. Says the Gemara, I'm glad you asked this question. Shiny hasam, that din of mikvah is different to ikal meimar, because one could say hemid tameh al cheskaso, because that object which was put into the mikvah, the person of the kli, he was tameh, and you're trying to make him tahor. What gives us the right to change the status of that individual? The fact that he went into the mikvah. I don't know the status of the mikvah, so therefore, we just leave the person as tamei. Heme tamei al cheskaso. The Amar, and let us say, loy tovel, that person never went to the mikvah, or that kli never went to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, adiraba. What does adiraba mean? Pumfakert. Just the opposite, right? People say that adiraba comes from the Lashon of abracadabra. Boom. Turn it around. Adiraba. You heard that one, Plushy? You've heard that one? Yeah, it makes sense. Adiraba. The opposite is true. Hamid mikvah al cheskaso. Assume the mikvah is on its chazaka, original chazaka, presumption, and that it was a kosher mikvah. Ve'im alo chaser. And say it's missing nothing. You can't say that. Why? Says the Gemara. Ei chaser fanecha. We're looking at a mikvah of 39 sa. You can't say that. So says the Gemara, if you want to say that, it's 39 saw, and that's the way we're looking at it, I could bring you a schlug up from our case. What do we have in front of us? A Bulgaris or a Nara? A Bulgaris! Haganami, Bulgaris Levanaka, there's only a Bulgaris in front of us. Says the Gemara, Hashtu de Bagwa, let's just say right now it became God. Hashtu de Chazer, I'm going to tell you by the case of Mikvah. Only now it became that it lost the 40 saw, it's not a kosher thing. So now we're stuck. So we still don't have an answer. Why? According to Shmuel, do we say by the Bogeres, we only look right now, and by the case of the mikvah, we go back into the past and say the mikvah became bad in the past? Says the Gemara, a very important idea, Hasam, by the case of the mikvah, Tartela Reusa. You know what Tartela Reusa means? There are two strikes against it. Tartela Reusa, you have to understand this when it comes to chazakas. You have two reasons to shlug it up. Number one, there's a chazaka initially that the kalim are tameh, and secondly, there's a chazaka right now that the mikvah is missing something. Hacha, but here by Bogeres, chadilareus. There's only one reason to shlug it up and to mess up the kedushin of the father, and that is the chazaka dahashta. But there's no chazaka of the past. Okay, so that's shlug up attempt number one on Shmuel. Now we're going to go to shlug up number two attempt on Shmuel. Ushmuel, when it comes to Shmuel, Maishna, what's the difference of the following case of the case of Chavis? What's the case of Chavis? I'm glad you asked. Ditzanya, we learned in a brisa by a person who had the following minhag. He had one Chavis, pitcher of wine, which he always used to take off of Truma to give to the Kayin. And every time he brought new wine to his house, he would separate Maiser or Trumos from that pitcher. But here's the problem. What happened to that pitcher of wine? When he looked at it, he discovered it was not wine, but rather it was vinegar. Oh boy, you can't separate from vinegar onto wine. So let's see what happens. So we have the case. He used to check the pitcher constantly that he set aside for truma. And it wasn't vinegar yet. Truma, to separate truma on it. And he relied on it. After he separated truma constantly, he checked again. Whoops! Nimtzeis chometz. It turned out that that pitcher that he was separating on was vinegar. But he doesn't know when it became vinegar. So that which he separated on prior to becoming vinegar is good. After is no good. What's the din of the truma that he separated on that? So he says, kol shlosh yomim, every 3 days after the last time he checked, is vadai, is certainly wine. Mikan v'elech, from that point, vayter is a suffix. So let's say he checked on Monday. He sees it's gevaldik, it's wine. He checks again on Friday. So we say that up until Thursday was good, but from Thursday to Friday, that is no good. Says the Gemara, so now we have a problem. What's the problem? Why by wine do we go back into the past? And why by the Bulgarians do we not go back into the past? So the Gemara answers the kasha with a kasha. V'ramin and chavis amikvah. Why don't we ask from the brisa of chavis onto the case of the mikvah? Maishna dahachu, what's the din of the case of the mikvah that we say vadai? We would say not from Thursday, but we would say from the last time we checked, which would be Monday. Umaishna dahacha, as opposed to the case of the chavis, that we give him an additional 3 days, and we say suffik. V'amar Rav Huna Misurya, Rav Huna Misurya comes and answers, man tana chavis, who's the author of the Braisa who teaches us the case of chavis? That's a case of Rebbe Shimon he. That's the case of Reb Shimon, degave mikvah, nami seif sveika mishve. That by suffik, he also has the case, and he says it is a suffik. Because he holds over there that the din is that the mikvah we're talking about is a suffik, and therefore we would say it's not necessarily a kasha. Disanya, we learned in a brisa, kol taharis shenasu agabav l'mafreya, all the taharis that were done by the mikvah retroactively, from the time they checked it out, ben b'shus hayachid, ben b'shus harabim, are t'meis. Good, that's the first opinion of the Tanakhama. Comes along with Shimon, Ayimer, Reb Shimon says, the mikvah does not puzzle retroactively, certainly that which was suffik, but rather brishus harabim, that which is done in a public area, is taharis, is remains tar, like suffik tumah brishus harabim. That we learn out from Sota, okay? Brishus hayachid, if it was in a brishus hayachid, we would say tolin, we would say it's omed misuffik. So it comes out, according to Reb Shimon, there's no distinction between chavis and mikvah. Why? Because by both of them there's a suffik, and we have this middle ground. Okay, now the Gemara continues to explain the kasha on Shmuel. This is all according to Reb Shimon. Aval Rabbanan, but according to the rabbis that say by the mikveh and Rishus HaRabim, the taharas become tameh retroactively, this is the same din by chavis, that even the wine we say is considered vinegar retroactively. Tavel Mafreya. So what's the difference between the case of the vinegar and what's the case of the din of the mikvah versus the din that we started off in our case of the Bogaris? Says the Gemara Shani Hasim Dikal Amemer Hemet Tevel Al Cheskoso. That case is different over there because it was always Tevel. We hadn't separated Truma out yet. Since we hadn't separated Truma out yet, it remains Tevel. Says the Amer Lo Nitka, let's say it wasn't fixed. Says the Gemara Andiraba. I'll tell you the opposite. Why? Hemed Yayin Al Cheskoso. Let us establish the wine by its presumption. The last time I checked, it was wine, so therefore it should remain wine. Why should I assume that the wine turned to vinegar? And lo yihit veimer lo hichmit say it didn't turn to vinegar. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. You know why? Because what am I looking at right now? I'm looking at vinegar. Hare hichmit levanecha. Says the Gemara, I'll throw that right back in your face. Why? Because what's the case by our case? What am I looking at? I'm looking at a bogeris. Hakanami he bogeris levanenim. Says the Gemara, hashu de bagra. Okay, tell me right now she became a bogeris. Nu, what am I going to ask? Say again over there. Hasam nami hashtu da'achmitz. Say over there that also just now it became vinegar. So what's going to be the answer? The same answer we said before. What's the answer we said before? Tarta l'reusa. Says the Mahasam over there. Tarta l'reusa. Over there we're by the case of the wine. We have two reasons to go l'chumra. Number one, there's a chazak initially that the wine was tevel and now we assume it's still tevel. Number two, we assume there's a chazak of the hashta that the wine is vinegar and you can't separate truma on it. But hacha, by the case of the bogeres, chadilariusahu, there's only one weakness, deika, that there is, and therefore in our case we would not establish that. And therefore there is the difference between the two cases. So we learned a number of very important principles today. Something called the Chazaka the Hashta, a Bogeres, etc., etc. You have to take this learning with you the rest of the day. Mirtz Hashem, we have another 6 Amudim to go. Very exciting. Hashem should be with us the rest of the learning.